What kind of big decisions do you make as mayor?
Well, for I would say our budget, when you consider our general fund, all the tax money that comes through, our grants, and our funding from the wastewater treatment plant, our total annual revenue, it's about $85 million. So I'm responsible for about $85 million a year in spending. The big decisions I feel like we make are is the point of prioritizing things. What do we, you know, my job, it should be to have a grasp of what's going on in the community, what's taking place, what's being neglected, and trying in prioritizing those problems and making sure we're focusing on the things that we need to be focusing on.
What kind of revenue or economic benefit has the stadium downtown brought to the city of Kokomo?
There's new luxury apartments being built across the street from the stadium. David Flaherty, the owner of one of the two partners of the company, he said when they announced the project, he said if it wasn't for that stadium, they would not be investing $32 million in downtown Kokomo. And what that does is once you have one project, you hope that it fuels the second, which creates a kind of a dominoes effect on good projects. And it's not top secret. It's been reported somewhat, but we're looking at a downtown hotel and a downtown conference center.
If you could add anything into the city, what would it be?
70% of the economy is driven by where people live, okay? So anytime we do something, we always have to have that in mind. What will this do to help make this a place where people will want to stay that are already here, people that go off to college will want to come back, and a place that people who maybe just visiting here or know a little bit or have the opportunity to move here choose as our home. We've been partnering for the last few years, I think, more aggressively than most administrations on partnering with Indiana University Kokomo. Having a regional campus in our community is vital to our success. Really, anything that's tied to the university would, you know, anything that feeds off of that young, educated person, I think would be a benefit to us.
What are some benefits do you get from being mayor?
A couple of the benefits of being mayor is I get invited and get to be a part of the best things that happen in our community, whether it's a ceremony for veterans or a few years ago I was asked to give the commencement speech, which I loved to do a few years ago. I got to give Kokomo High School's commencement speech. The other part, I get to meet a lot of prominent people. Probably the best part about being a mayor is I get to tell our story. So when, you know, think of when the tornadoes came through a couple of years ago, or sometimes it's good events, I get to, you know, they'll contact us to get updates on, you know, how many homes are without power, things like that, or how many people were in a temporary shelter, things like that. But I get to tell our story and give updates and tell the good parts of that, how the community came together and things like that.
The road diets in Kokomo are becoming more common. What is the main idea behind them?
Asphalt's very expensive. And with anytime you resurface a road, it doesn't take too many years till you have potholes and all those things that come with it. So the wider the road, the more expensive it is for taxpayers to maintain that road. The other part, so by putting things like islands in old industrial corridors like that, you slow traffic down. It's actually the mental aspect of driving. The narrower the road, so the more skinny the road, the more unsafe you feel, because it's a tighter area, the more unsafe you feel, the safer you will drive.